Badger's Golden Glory, Bumblethwacker, Santa's Yuletide Ale, Bishop's Finger, Doombar, White Dwarf. Any of those names take your fancy? You may associate real ale with being a traditional working man's drink. It may seem old-fashioned and outdated. However, new research suggests that the number of people drinking real ale is rising, and older drinkers tend to be more experimental in trying new ales. I'm Alex McQuaid, and I'll be investigating the rising popularity of real ale, or cask ale as it's also known. According to the annual Cask Report, which is backed by all major brewers and trade bodies in the cask beer industry, there has been an increase of nearly 2% in ale drinkers in the last year, bringing the total to 8.5 million people who regularly drink real ale in the UK each year. I'll be speaking to Sarah Barton, a South Lincolnshire master brewer who specialises in producing real ale. She'll be talking about how she's targeting female customers, and why she thinks that 600,000 female cask drinkers last year turned into 1.3 million drinkers this year.
I think it's a good drink that can go across genders, but I think advertising has tended to push it down the male route, really.
I talked to Steve Renshaw, secretary of the Lincoln branch of CAMRA, the Campaign for Real Ale, a national organisation which supports drinkers and pubs' rights.
So you've got a full range between sweetness and bitterness, and it's finding where in that range you prefer.
And I'll be finding out about the Save Our Pubs campaign. It's being led by CAMRA, who are trying to stop local pubs closing, as an alarming 40 a week are being lost to the current harsh economic climate.
Why have a pint of Carlin or a pint of Stella that you can have anywhere, when you can go and have a pint that's been produced on the premises in a nice, quaint country pub?
Which leads us back to the importance of real ale. Could it be the saving grace for community pubs? Is increasing the number of women drinkers the key to pub recovery? We'll search for the answers to these questions and more as we invite you to come with us on the Ale Trail. I'm here in Grantham on a cold Monday morning at Brewster's Brewery, the production site of Sarah Barton, Lincolnshire master brewer and developer of a line of real ale intended for women. Real ale drinking among 18 to 25 year olds has gone up by nearly 20% in the last year according to the recent Cask Report. It's becoming more and more popular, but it has long been associated with male drinkers. Master brewer Sarah Barton has taken measures to change that with her microbrewery.
My name's Sarah Barton. We started brewing with Brewster's Brewery in 1998, and we started in the Vale of Beaver over in Leicestershire. We've now relocated to Grantham, Lincolnshire. We brew a whole load of different real ales, and we just started doing bottled beers. Brewster is a female brewer. So in medieval times, women used to do all the brewing, along with making the bread, doing the housework and all of that, so not much has changed. The Wicked Women series started really, two things really, it was a little bit of fun. We just wanted it to be something tasteful as well, so it wasn't sort of demeaning of women, but sort of appealed to everyone, a little bit tongue-in-cheek, women behaving badly over the years. So we've had people like Delilah, Pandora, Salome, we've gone a little bit more up-to-date, like Monica Lewinsky. And it also satisfies the need out in the real ale community for different beers all the time, because there's a certain attitude where people like to collect beers and try different beers and flavours, so it allows us to experiment, really, which is always fun and good. Lets us try new hops and malts. But we're brewing a porter today, so that's got lots of dark, roasted malts in it, so there's probably sort of elements of sort of coffee, chocolatey, roasty sort of smells. And then when we put the hops into the copper, get all the floral, zesty, spicy smells of those, so you're getting all of that going on. Now, I don't think you can say that there is a typical person. We've got a pub over toward Bingham. We have a big range of people in there, right from young women to old chaps, and they all seem to like the beer. I think your ordinary man or woman in the street is far more prepared to try something like a real ale because of the different styles. And also, as well, there's the local provenance. The fact that it's come from just a few miles away, and people are sort of talking about local sausages, local bacon, and they're then sort of extending that to drinks. Because there is still a perception, I think, possibly in young people, that beer is an old man's drink. many years ago in the 80s when I was working up in Tadcaster, so things were not quite as forward thinking as they are now. The local publican there, who actually had one leg, I seem to remember, he used to hop around the pub, but he wouldn't serve me a pint of beer. I asked for a pint and he looked me up and down and said, "You're a woman, you can have a half." So times have changed somewhat, haven't they?
From Grantham to the centre of Lincoln. What would any brewery be without a pub in which to sell their real ale? And so I find myself heading to the High Street and to the Ritz pub on a cold Tuesday afternoon. Tucked in amongst the bustle of satisfied drinkers, along with the secretary of the Lincoln branch of Camera, Steve Renshaw, who talks about the importance of real ale.
Yep, my name is Stephen Renshaw. My role in Camera is that I'm the secretary of the Lincoln branch of Camera.
I've enjoyed drinking real ale for sort of 20 or 30 years, I guess. Campaign for Real Ale is basically there to promote real ale and to promote good pubs that serve real ale and provide a customer focus, a consumer focus for real ale drinkers.
What is real ale and just what makes it real?
Well, real ale is a term that was coined in the early 1970s was when Camera was set up, to distinguish it from the wishy-washy keg beers that were available at the time.
If you could recommend one for a beginner, which real ale would it be?
That's a difficult question because there's such a range of flavours and every individual is different, so it's a question of finding the flavour that you like. I would certainly suggest that keeping at a reasonable alcohol level.
So trying one real ale is not trying them all?
Absolutely not, no. The beauty of enjoying it is that brewers are always bringing out new ones and you've got different variations of the flavours to try.
How does real ale drinking affect and help the community?
We've got research that says that 80-odd% of people would say that a community pub is just as important as a local shop and a post office. It's the centre of the community. If it's well run, it runs football teams, darts teams. We've got places where Women's Institute groups meet. There's such a fantastic range of activities that are based around their pubs. So it's crucial to many communities.
As well as supporting innovative brewers such as Sarah Barton and her Wicked Women Brew, Camera works with many important community movements. One such movement is the Save Our Pubs campaign, which works to lower the amount of pubs closing down, as the number is falling at a staggering rate. And so my journey takes me here to the historic Balegate area of Lincoln, surrounded by beautiful architecture and quaint little shops, where the Prince of Wales pub awaits, with the landlord Gordon offering several kinds of real ale. He spoke about the role of the village pub in society.
Pub is the Prince of Wales Inn, and I'm the landlord. Pubs are of the almost taking the place that the church did in decades gone by, you know. And the pub becomes one of the few places left where they still meet up. You know, as rural post offices and all are closing down, people don't really queue up in the local shops so much as they're going to the supermarket, and they become one of countless hundreds that are going to the same supermarket every day. So pubs are one of the few places left where more than three or four people get together in the same place at the same time and might actually have interaction with each other, you know, they might talk to each other. And whereas that always used to be the church in years gone by, as church numbers are dwindling, then pubs become one of the few places that's left to happen with, you know. I think it probably could be true that 40 pubs are closing every week, but I'd say that a fairly high proportion of those are going on to reopen again. So out of the 40 that close every week, there's only maybe going to be a handful that never reopen again, you know. It's a good time for the industry just now, as microbreweries are taking off in all the big towns and cities across the country. When you can go and taste five or six different beers sometimes when they're being produced at source, then it's far better than going into a cold, clinical, branded bar in a city centre and just having a pint of lager, you know.
Camera has worked to make the village pub a community again as it once was, as the rise in underage drinking has encouraged a new kind of social attitude towards alcohol, with an emphasis on intoxication rather than enjoyment with drinks such as Alka Pops. Even the government has accepted the importance of village pubs, and thus, after a camera campaign, assigned a minister for pubs. Presently, this is Bob Neal, MP.
The local pub is a great British institution and the social heartbeat of life in our towns and villages, bringing people together and strengthening community relationships.
The village pub is a vital part of our communities, be it in Lincoln or around the country, and real ale attracts huge amounts of drinkers into pubs. Could real ale be the way to remedy the falling number of pubs, with the varying tastes attracting a wider audience?
I think real ale is almost becoming like red wine was a few years ago. It's something that people are getting more and more into. They know there's some subtle differences between them, but you can still sort of find generic groups within the category as a whole, you know. So some women might prefer the lighter sort of IPA type beers. Some might know that they prefer something a bit earthier. Some might know that they just want a standard, like traditional Yorkshire style bitter. So I think now that women are aware that there is a real difference between a lot of them, then they're more willing to experiment. It's not just a down the pit with a flat cap and ferret thing anymore to drink real ale.
The rise in real ale popularity can be seen in the recently published Cask Report, an annual analysis of the cask ale market, written by award-winning writer Pete Brown. My journey comes to an end, having travelled around Lincoln on the Ale Trail, as I speak to Research and Development Officer for Camera, Ian Lowe, about the highly informative report and what the future holds for real ale.
I'm Ian Lowe, I'm the Research and Information Manager at the Campaign for Real Ale, and I've been here for the last 20 years. So this is the fourth edition of the Cask Ale Report. I think it's got it just right, and it's showing that in a market where beer sales are dropping overall, real ale is the one bright light for the future. Pubs that sell real ale are seeing their sales holding up. Brewers who produce real ale are seeing their sales steady or even going up. And we're also seeing a growth of real ale, not only in the pubs in the draft form, but in bottle condition form. Well, where I see real ale going in the future is I think the quality of real ale in pubs will improve. And I can see new styles of real ale coming onto the market. Revivals of old popular, old styles of beer coming back on the market, and it will become far more natural to have a beer with your evening meal, or even when a government has one of their big state banquets, there will be nothing unusual in actually serving beer with the meal, as opposed to always French wine. The German government have always recognised that beer is an important part of their culture and serve beer with banquets. And I think the current coalition government, certainly David Cameron, realises that beer is an important part of our heritage, and I hope to see more glasses of real ale being served at banquets in the future. But there are now 767 breweries in the country. Most of those are small breweries, and nearly all of them are producing real ale, and these are the ones that are going to carry the torch for real ale into the future.